Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. Today, we praise God for the lessons and wisdom of the elderly.
Welcome. We've gathered together just to praise the Lord. Remember the words of the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Our Father, our hearts are full of praise and gratitude, because while we were still estranged from you by our choices and rebellion, you loved us and built a human bridge to us with the life of your very own Son. Thank you that we can never drift from your presence, that if we ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide us and your strength support us. Thank you for your persistent love. Thank you for the family of God, who lift us when we fall, encourage us when we're weak, and rejoice when we conquer. Thank you for the earth and nature, the beauty that reminds us of your awesome creativity and our responsibility to protect it. Thank you for children who keep wonder and hope in our lives. Thank you for your word, the Bible, that speaks to us fresh every morning with living truth and ageless wisdom. It is a light to our path in a dark world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our hearts are so full of praise for what you have done, for what you will do here, and for what you are.
Sing a new song to the Lord, telling about His mighty deeds. For He has won a mighty victory by His power and holiness. He has announced this victory to every nation by fulfilling His promise to be kind to Israel. The whole earth has seen God's salvation of His people.
That is why the earth breaks out in praise to God and sings for utter joy. Join us! Sing your praises accompanied by music from the harp.
Let the cornets and trumpets shout!
Greatness. Praise Him with the tambourines and praise Him with the processional.
Praise Him with string instruments.
Publish His glorious acts throughout the earth. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. Praise Him with horns. Praise Him with cymbals. Yes, with loud clanging cymbals.
Make a joyful symphony before the Lord.
Let the whole earth and all those living on it shout glory to the Lord.
Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing it everywhere around the world. Each day, tell someone that He saves.
Let the waves clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord.
Let the trees of the forest rustle in praise. Let all that has life and breath praise the Lord.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise you and thank you for the gift of long life to so many around us. We praise you for the experiences they have had and for the knowledge that they have gained and wisdom that they are blessed with. As you have promised to provide all our needs, Lord, continue to meet their every need, physically, mentally, and spiritually. May your Holy Spirit help us to know how best to help them and support them through these golden years. And Lord, help us to listen. To listen to their stories. To listen when we present them with questions about our lives. And as we do, let those opportunities be a clear example to them of their value to us and those around us, and to how you can and do use them regardless of their age. Thank you, Lord, for these precious moments that we can dive into your word for practical instruction today, for dealing with long life and its challenges. Amen.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee. Thank you.
To the Lord. Lift your hearts, lift your hands to God. Give him power, majesty, praise, for he's the Lord Most High. Let's give a shout to the Lord. Come on, people, shout to the Lord.
You are listening to Call to Worship. When you're logged into Facebook, please look us up, facebook.com/call to worship with Gary Robey. Please make a note of it, facebook.com/call to worship with Gary Robey. When you see the page showing my picture in the top left and a dove with the words Call to Worship, then you're there. I will post the weekly topic and devotion for you, and you'll see comments from some of our other Facebook followers. When you're in your Twitter account, search Twitter for us at call, followed by the number 2, then worship him. That's at call to worship him. You'll find inspirational thoughts and scripture to help keep you focused on our Lord. At call to worship him. Our website provides quick links to Facebook and our Twitter feed. And to hear the short devotions from our Call to Worship program, subscribe to our podcasts while on our website at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry, or if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Sings my soul, my Savior. every time that we are gathered together in His name, there He is also in power and in strength. So let us continually offer a sacrifice to Him, for it is good to sing praise to our God. I'm your people, yeah. Let our prayers be sweet incense unto you, yeah. And let the lifting of our hands be as the evening sacrifice.
Lord, we love.
It is the prayer and financial support of listeners just like you that help Call to Worship reach so many. Thank you.
As the body of Christ, we worship you.
As the body of Christ, we glorify you. Serving you, Lord, as we work side by side, striving to know you, the Christ crucified, learning to follow by learning to die, seeking your fullness as the body of Christ.
Blessed Heavenly Father, humble thanks we raise. Your strong arm will guide us now through all our days.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing.
Ooh.
He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. To His name He forgets not His own.
Beside us to guide us, our God with us join, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom.
Just imagine a world without the fellowship, the wisdom, and knowledge of people that are older than you. All of us have friends, family, and acquaintances that are elderly, and some of us are in that category. Praise and thank God Almighty for those who have lived longer than we have. Long life brings experience and wisdom from that journey. It would not be wise to ignore the huge database that we all have access to. Taking advantage of that and learning to listen is in many ways more valuable than the latest online search engines. And those who consider themselves elderly have the privilege and opportunity to share with those who need and appreciate it. Please listen carefully to Scripture about this concept. We are, first of all, to honor those that are older than we are. Listen to Ephesians chapter 6. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Never speak harshly to an older man, but appeal to him respectfully as you would to your own father. Talk to younger men as you would to your own brothers. Treat older women as you would your mother. Elihu honored Job by holding his tongue. In Job 32, Elihu, son of Barachel and Buzite, said, "I am young, and you are old, so I held back from telling you what I think. I thought, well, those who are older should speak, for wisdom comes with age." Those of you enjoying gray hair these days will appreciate the compliment found in Proverbs. Proverbs 20, "The glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair." Not only is it important that we honor those up in years, but it is also very important and valuable for those elderly to share what they have learned, and especially what they have seen God do in and around them over the years. Here's an example of fathers testifying to their children, found in Psalm 44. "To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, Michal. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old." And here is David describing how he understands the importance of sharing details of his experiences with God. Psalm 71, "Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come." The wise King Solomon spoke to the importance of wisdom shared by a parent, 1 Kings chapter 4, "And people of all nations came to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom." Now, hear the words from the wisest person who ever lived, found in Proverbs 23, verse 22. "Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old." Ecclesiastes 7. "Wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city." And finally, Proverbs 8. "Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it." Folks, we need to watch for teachable moments while we are around the elderly. Look forward to their fellowship, and be quick to listen and slow to jump in with your own comments. As we read in James 1:19, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak." And if you consider yourself to be an older person, then you will be used of God to help so many people if you just watch for your teachable moments. We can all be used to help those younger or who have not had the benefit of experience and lessons that we have had. Praise God for the wealth of knowledge and experience of the elderly. Thank Him for providing your needs through them, and enjoy the fellowship with them. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. Amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One.
To the Holy One.
Give because He's given Jesus Christ,
His Son,
His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Oh, we give You thanks.
Let the poor say,
I am rich.
Oh.
we give thanks. We give thanks.
You may be here tonight. You don't feel like singing. I am strong. But you know what? You can sing it with all of your heart tonight. Because His strength is made perfect in our weakness. It's God's word, His promise to us. If you've got a financial need here tonight, you know what? There's nothing much you can do about it on Saturday night. So you can sing with all of your heart, with faith in your heart. I am rich. Because He supplies every need we have according to His riches and glory. So let's sing it with all of our heart tonight. Hallelujah. Amen.
And now let the weak
say it.
I am strong.
Oh yes.
Let the poor say
I am rich.
Because of what the Lord has done.
Oh, we give you thanks, God. Let's give Him thanks tonight. Oh, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you praise for your mercy, for your grace. Oh, we give you thanks. Oh, we bless your name. You're good. Your name. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Yes, we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah.
Present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day.
God is so good.
his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
He's so good to me.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
He's so good to me. God is good to me. He's so good to me. God is good to me. He's so good to me. God is good to me. He's so good to me. God is good to me.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we learn to appreciate the long life that many are blessed with and our responsibility to listen and learn from them. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you are not a believer, please listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in your life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in your life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. Please let us know when you make a decision or if you have a question. By mail, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find the good news of the gospel, as well as more information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, remember the words of David, the psalmist David, "Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come."
But as those who've gone before us must leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind, may the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
The light.